800-885-6161.
846 with Mike and Casey and the voice contestant, Autumn Turner of New Jersey. Good morning, Autumn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good, good, good. You sound so upbeat. Is it difficult that you started out on one team, Alicia Keys, and then you got stolen by Adam Levine?
You know, I wouldn't use difficult technically as the term. I think I'm honored because, you know, I get to work with two coaches. I think it's very cool that I get to pick two amazing brains as opposed to just one. Of course, I wish I could have stayed on Team Alicia because I loved it there so much. But, you know, this just gives me a different opportunity and a different perspective and way to look at, you know, this wonderful situation that I found myself in.
Autumn Turner of The Voice. Now, you grew up in a little bit of a competition with ice skating, right? Do you enjoy the competition of The Voice?
You know what? I do, and it's very similar. You find yourself having to practice very hard for both. You put a lot of time, energy into figure skating practice before a competition, and singing for the show. And then, you know, you go out on stage, you go out on the ice, you're the only one out there for the most part, and you do everything that you practice, and you put your best foot forward and hope for the best, and then you wait for the outcome, and whatever happens, happens. You just have to make sure that you've done everything you can to show what you've practiced. And I think it's very, very similar in both cases.
Yeah, you practice, rehearse, whatever, till it gets second nature, and then you can just be yourself on stage, right?
Exactly. And then that's just all you that's out there. You know, you practice the technique and you practice what you needed to as far as getting everything executed. But once, you know, you're actually out there and it, like you said, is second nature, you're able to put you into it. And I think that's what makes the whole package come out the way that it does.
Now, when you're not on stage with The Voice, I understand you've been an English teacher at a private school. Have you heard from any of your students?
slowly but surely, I would never accept friend requests or Instagram from my students. But with this show, I told them, I said, you're getting a special treatment with this situation because I would feel bad not accepting you, but accepting other kids your age. So, you know, my life being on this different kind of visual, you know, as far as my kids are concerned, like they can Google me and they'll find the information on their own. So I'd rather it come from me directly than them finding it on something else, you know.
That's a good plan. Autumn Turner from The Voice. Now give us a little insight. Alicia Keys and Adam Levine, what can you tell us about them that surprised you when you met them?
I don't know if I was surprised so much with Alicia because I just hoped and prayed that that is how genuinely sweet she is, and she is. with Adam, you know, I knew that he was, like, very invested, you know, and he cares a lot. But they all care so, so much about this show, and they care about us as contestants and making sure that we not only do the best for the team, but that we do the best for ourselves, and we grow in ourselves and we find out more things about us, and they want us to learn from them for ourselves. And I think that's crazy that these people that have so much on their plate care so much about us trying to get to where they're at.
Well,
you know,
that is
very
really
heartwarming.
Cool. That is very cool to know that that is the truth, because that's what it looks like. It's nice to know that that's what it feels like too. Autumn Turner.
It really does.
All of New Jersey is rooting for you. Westchester on the Hudson Valley is on board, too. We'll be watching.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a good day, guys.
Autumn Turner from The Voice with Mike and Casey.